Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting today with Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler here as we continue on. I know a big weekend's coming up, not just for NFL fans.
Yeah, I know. That's the big thing.
That's the big thing.
That's the big thing.
But secondary to that, I know you've got a big regional leaders retreat coming up in Kansas City this weekend.
That's correct, Brandon. One of the things that our chamber for over 40 years has been doing what we call a leaders retreat long before I got here. And it's trying to focus on the future of our area and how can we make it better. And 10 years ago, we invited and they accepted and were very excited, the Junction City Chamber, and about 6 years ago, the Wamego Chamber and the Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation all put this now leaders retreat on. It's about a 24-hour event, and it's very focused on issues. We have about 250 people that attend this. They're business people, they're elected officials, they're civic leaders, people from the region, and very, very, very focused. And there's three areas that we're focusing on with this particular leaders retreat. One is that really the official, I guess we can say official announcement of the Region Reimagine, that is a truly regional initiative that is talking about several different areas, and there's going to be some opportunities for all the participants to work in some small groups to really give their feedback and input as a region as to the direction and the future initiatives that occur with that. A second piece is we have a national figure in workforce development that is going to be speaking to us on Saturday morning, and he has also been doing some evaluation on our region and our community, and is going to give a little white paper after he's been here. And so workforce is a huge issue for the whole country, but it's a big issue for us. We've got a lot of local companies here, Brandon, that have told me, they said, Lyle, we want to expand, but I can't find a workforce. I need 5 people here or 50 people. One company told me, they said if they could find 100, they would expand. So workforce is huge. So we need to be more strategic in how we deal with that, and we are making progress, and so we're very excited about this segment. The third segment is we've got an international site selector that is going to be here. In fact, he's in town right now, and he has been visiting with Gary County, Riley County, Pottawatomie County. A site selector is basically a title for a real estate person who works with large corporations to help them find sites for expansion or relocation or even brand new companies. And so he's coming in to do an evaluation of what are our strengths, what are our areas that we need to improve upon, and he's going to be making his presentation. But he arrived yesterday and is meeting with a variety of people. We've got him very busy in Pottawatomie County, Gary County, and Riley County, meeting with a whole bunch of people trying to assess and so that we can develop as a region a good economic development program for the region. And I think that's very, very important, and give us what's happening on the national basis and what we need to do locally to be very, very competitive. So very excited about how this process goes. And so we will give reports back to the news media and to the public. And even when I'm back in February, we can talk about some of the outcomes that occurred, but really looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I know you recently had the thing with metal here last week, and that was workforce is a big discussion point of that.
It's huge. I mean, that's the good news. You know, I often tell people that the unemployment rate here in Manhattan is about between 2.1 and 2.3%. Economists tell you that if you're at 5% or lower, you're considered fully employed. We're down there. So the good news, there's good news, bad news in that number. The good news is people in our community are employed. The bad news is when companies want to expand or want to relocate here, there's very little workforce. And so that's the challenge. And so you're correct. We had a great, we appreciate K-Man being there and covering that. And I also greatly appreciate our President Myers at K-State, also the Chancellor at KU, President of Washburn University, and the President of Emporia State. They are very committed to helping us in this region and the state in making sure that what their respective universities are doing are helping to meet the workforce needs of our state, but more importantly, our region and our communities. And that is something that's very exciting. And last week was their third workforce summit. They've had one in Lawrence, one in Emporia. We had one here last week that you reported on. Today, actually, at noon, the same kind of format is going to be in Topeka. And after that is over with, then all of us as communities and university, we're going to try to develop some specific goals and objectives that we can united work towards to help us with our workforce issue. And I want to make sure that listeners understand that people who are listening is that we also are working very close with Manhattan Area Technical College, our high school, our public school system, and the community colleges in the region, because they all play a role. And in addition, Fort Riley. Fort Riley has 4,000 soldiers that transition out. They are either retiring each year at Fort Riley. They're either retiring or they've reached a 4-year or 10-year or 15-year point in their service, and they're just transitioning out. And we're trying to work more closely with those soldiers and their families to say, we've got opportunities here. We'd like you to stay here.
All right. Well, we'll continue to report on that as it continues. A lot of good benefits for everybody here, not just the economy, but the universities and students as well. So, we're out of time here, but I appreciate you coming out. We'll give you a full hour next month.
Okay. Sounds good. Thanks, Brandon.
All right. Appreciate it so much. Lyle Butler, CEO and President of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, back with more after this on News Radio KMAN.
Discover asked the following question. What about checking something as important as your credit score?